Rice farmers have been using lower seeding rates when planting their crop. And LSU Ag Center entomologist Mike Stout says this could affect how seed treatments work. He's conducted research on seeding rates for the insecticide treatments Dermacore, Cruiser Max, and Nipsen Inside.
So we've been planting at different seeding rates and looking at the effectiveness of the seed treatments at those different seeding rates. And what we see is that low seeding rates compromise the effectiveness of the seed treatments. In other words, at low seeding rates, the seed treatments don't work as well.
Stout says farmers have moved to lower seeding rates mainly because of the high cost of seed. And he anticipates that they will continue to use low seeding rates, making other treatments necessary.
So they may have to make an extra application of pyrethroids on top of the seed treatment, or they may have to do something else.
Stout says with Dermacore, farmers can adjust the amount of insecticide to compensate for the low seeding rate.
If you use Dermacore the way that the company says you should, Dermacore should work fine at low seeding rates.
Stout also is exploring the possibilities of rice water weevil control in water-seeded rice. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.